The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. Man, it's going to be cold tonight in Central Ohio. Just heard the weather forecast. 4 degrees? Are you serious? Where is the global warming? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Hey, it's Friday, and most of you know what Friday means. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. As usual, I have a whole stack of stories to discuss with you, to editorialize on, which, yeah, I have a slight habit of editorializing. But on, I'd love to hear from our listeners on any day, but especially on Friday. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And again, because it's Friday, there is no such thing as being off topic. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. So give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I didn't get to this story yesterday because I wasn't sure of all of the details, and I try very hard to only pass along stories that I've been able to verify, validate, and I just didn't have the opportunity to do it yesterday. But there was a lot of talk in the Christian conservative community yesterday about Hilliard Schools. Someone in the administration of the Hilliard Schools had either mandated or suggested, and that's what I wasn't certain about yesterday, whether it was just a suggestion or whether it was a mandate, but the administration of the Hilliard Schools sent out a note to many of the students encouraging them to lobby Columbus City Council, or pardon me, not Columbus City Council, Hilliard City Council, to lobby them in support of a sexual orientation gender identity ordinance. Now, folks, no school district should be either mandating or even suggesting that students become lobbyists for controversial ordinances or legislation. Well, a lot of people were rightfully very, very upset. The Hilliard Schools were put on the hot seat. And today they have kind of sort of reversed themselves, kind of sort of retracted. They didn't really apologize. They said they are clarifying. Anyway, here is the official statement from Hilliard City Schools. And I quote, "The Hilliard City Schools Board of Education and Administration has been clear on their support of diversity and inclusion of all students and supports our students' personal involvement in the political process as they choose. However, board policy sets clear expectations that literature promoting or opposing political figures, candidates, or issues not be distributed in the school setting. In this case, we understand that students were not required to write letters in support of a particular issue, but any distribution of political literature to our students was not appropriate and should not have occurred. We discussed this with all involved and set new guidelines to assure this type of situation does not reoccur." Okay, credit where credit is due. They are evaluating. They're making sure that this does not happen. But somebody needs to be disciplined. Children were at least encouraged. And again, it is not, it's not really clear whether the administrators involved in getting this literature out to students suggested, we can't be sure how strongly they were encouraged. Were they intimidated? Were they mandated? Or was it simply a mild suggestion? And at this point, we're not really sure. But we're talking about some extremely controversial legislation. Well, it's a city ordinance. And public schools should never have students encourage, mandate, or even suggest that students be involved in lobbying, writing letters, and so forth. So here's the good news. Parents and community members in Hilliard, Ohio, spoke up. They called, they wrote, they communicated with Hilliard schools. They didn't remain silent. They didn't just sit around and do nothing. They spoke up and they got action. So good for the parents and the citizens of Hilliard. And personally, I think someone should be disciplined for this. I think there should have been a full-blown apology from the Hilliard School Administration. And the statement I just read to you is not in any way, shape, or form an apology. It's just kind of a, oops, well, maybe we shouldn't have done it. And you can trust us. We won't do it again. But at least they have admitted that what happened was not appropriate. And it's a reminder, folks, especially for those of you who have children in public schools. And I keep saying this, and I believe it. It is going to become more and more difficult for Christians to keep their kids in public schools. It's going to become more and more and more difficult. There was a time when I fully believed, absolutely believed, that my children should be in public schools. We're not going to abandon the public schools. We're going to send our kids as missionaries to the public schools. That was my position, and I was strong on that position. I was wrong. I was wrong, and that was years ago. The schools are much, much, much worse today. But let me say this. If your children are still in the public schools, you must be an advocate for your children. You must know what your children are being taught. The teachers of your children and the administrators over those teachers must know who you are and where you stand. Don't be obnoxious. Always be kind. But please remember, your taxes are paying their salary, and the name of the schools is still public school. Don't be silent. Don't be disengaged. You must be involved. And by the way, if your children are in a Christian school, you need to be involved there as well. But especially in the public schools. And I think what happened in Hilliard is an indication that as sick as our public schools have become, people still have influence. And yes, if enough people speak up, schools do respond. Congratulations to the parents of Hilliard.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It is 3:51 in about 30 seconds or so. It is Open Phone Friday, and because of that, we're going to go to Greater Metropolitan Utica, Ohio, and talk to EJ. Hey, EJ, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob, how are you today?
EJ, I am far, far, far better than I deserve.
Excellent. Well,
how are you today?
I'm all right. Just I'm wishing it gets warmer here soon.
4 degrees tonight. 4 degrees tonight.
So bad.
Yeah. Where's global warming when we need it, you know?
Exactly.
All right, what's on your heart today, EJ?
Well, I was rather disturbed earlier in the week when I read about the report that came out concerning Ravi Zacharias and that this investigation supposedly revealed that he had been involved in some pretty not good stuff and
bad stuff. Really
I actually
bad
went
stuff.
To one of his summer institutes years ago, and it was really helpful for me. And it's one of the reasons I got into academia and got involved in some of the organizations I got involved in. And I just didn't know if you had any thoughts or opinions on that whole case.
Well, I think it's tragic. I think it's sad. And in looking into it, EJ, there were all kinds of red flags. There were people around Ravi, many people around Ravi that saw red flags. And a couple, I only know of actually two on his staff that confronted him. He immediately denied it completely, unequivocally. No. You know me. Of course, I'm not guilty. And they just went away in spite of the red flags. In addition to those who confronted him, several now who were close to him have come out and said, you know, we knew something was wrong, but, you know, he was doing such great work and we couldn't believe it. And this thing about accountability that I've talked a lot about this week, people should have seen it. They should have held him more accountable. Nobody is above accountability. Nobody is above accountability. And it should remind all of us that there by the grace of God go I. None of us are above accountability. None of us are above sin. None of us are above temptation. And that's why each one of us needs to make ourselves accountable. Each one of us needs to make sure that we're not placing ourselves in places of temptation. That's why, you know, the Billy Graham rule. Billy Graham was never, ever alone with another woman other than his wife. Never under any circumstances. And every married man, every Christian man should adopt that. So we should learn that. But secondly, EJ, we should also understand that truth is truth, even if it is proclaimed by a fallen individual and I hate to say a phony, but truth is truth no matter who is presenting it. And what Ravi Zacharias right. presented was truth. His personal life does not diminish the truth that he proclaimed. And a whole lot of people are going to try to diminish what he taught because of the person who taught it. And we must evaluate truth in light of whether it is actually truth or not, and not in light of the individual who presented it. Does that make sense?
That's a great, that's actually the thought I've had about it. I just didn't know if it was a valid one or not.
Sure it is. Sure it is. You know, I listen, God will use his word, and he has always used fallen, failure-prone individuals. And I said this a couple of days ago when this first came out. If an atheist got up and read the gospel, people could get saved. Even if the atheist didn't believe a word that he was reading, the gospel is the gospel, truth is truth, the word of God is the word of God, and you know, no matter who proclaims it, does that excuse? Absolutely not. Absolutely right. not. And it is a horrible tragedy. By the way, just today, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries announced they have suspended all fundraising. They have stopped all fundraising until they can figure out, you know, how to proceed in the future with this. And I think that, wow. I think that's a wise decision. My prediction is Ravi Zacharias Ministries will cease to exist very, very soon. You cannot use his name any longer. They're either going right. to have to change the entire organizational structure, remove his name. I believe there are still good people at Ravi Zacharias Ministries, but Ravi Zacharias Ministries is going to cease to exist very soon, and it should. Sadly, tragically.
Yes. Yes. Well, thanks for all the information and points there, Bob. You're a great source of hope for a lot of people.
Oh, my goodness. I appreciate you. And to our listeners, if you're not familiar with EJ, who's a regular caller, EJ is a young apologist. He's a graduate of the Ohio State University and really believes that God wants to use him in apologetics. And EJ, I cannot encourage you enough to continue in that direction. But keep close to Jesus and keep your nose in the book, EJ. Keep your nose in the book. All right?
Amen, sir. Thank you.
I love you, brother. Thanks for the call. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Quick break, and we'll return.